Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 a game. It's Sam and Greg. On a Barry White Saturday morning, 17th day of May. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you Barry White fans and everybody just doing something for somebody else, helping folks out there in Lost Mountain.
Okay.
West Cobb.
Yeah, now.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Probably getting rained on right now, unfortunately. It is just something that, well, you just got word on PGA is starting a little late there.
Yep, that's up in Charlotte. So they're getting some rain up in that area, plus... As Charlotte is not far away from North Wilkesboro, is right up the way north of that. So that's where the All-Star race is taking place, where NASCAR is. They're dealing with some wet weather there up there as well.
And just everything going on around town here. Like I said, just check your area. Make sure you can get out. But before you get in the car and make the ride, make sure it's still happening because of the rain. Also want to remind you, we're getting you set for Atlanta United and Philadelphia today. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30, and getting us set for that game. Jason Longshore will be joining us at 11:20. Got Terrell Thomas coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk some NBA playoffs with him in 10:20. But we promised you a little WNBA. They got started this week. And who better to let us know what we need to know, not just with the local teams, but what's going on. Women's basketball right now is our own Noel. So, good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back. Because, you know, normally she does in Noelle's world and she gets busy, but she is going to be a part of multiple segments this morning.
Good morning again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whoa, last night was fun, man. We'll start with the Dream and the Mystics. We came out on the short end of that stick. But I saw some things that I like and some things that can probably improve, like... They looked a little sluggish last night. It looked like the rookies just kind of took it to them with all that raw energy. And honestly, they really haven't stopped playing basketball, these rookies. So it's almost like they took that energy that they had from the tournament and their season, and they dust off the draft, and they hit the ground running last night. The Mystics are the youngest team in the league right now. They drafted a bunch of rookies in this year's draft, and they showed up last night. Sonya Citron and Kiki Iriafin definitely made themselves known last night. Kiki did foul out. At some point, Brittany Garner really focused in on the post around the fourth quarter and kind of worked the rookie and got her to foul out and sent her onto the bench with only a couple minutes left in the game. But that's because Brittany Garner didn't really spend a lot of time in the post. Brittany was on her finesse game last night.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And I think what's happening with the Dream, too, is that there's a lot of new places, a lot of new faces in with a new coach.
The league.
There's a whole lot of just new that's going on.
Yeah, all around. There was a lot of movement this offseason.
But this particular team here, and you end up with a rookie starting at the point, and she didn't do bad.
No. Honestly, I figured that was one of the big reasons Pow Pow would make this team and get a lot of minutes early. Because Jordan Canada had that knee injury in that first preseason game. I think they still have to do another x-ray on it and look at it. I'm not really sure what her timeline is right now. But I figured that she would be the one mostly running point since Haley Jones is no longer on this team. And that's exactly what happened last night. And she looked pretty good. She had one series where she scored, like, I think 5 points back-to-back. Hit a nice little Euro step floater to the paint, and then she hit a three at the top of the key. So she's definitely playing her role right now, and I think she'll be get more and more confident as the season goes. Alicia Gray had a quiet 25 real
early. She got up to a good start. Great first half, right?
Hot. Yeah. They were a little cold to begin with, and Alicia Gray kind of did that thing that Paul Millsap used to do on the Hawks that I love, where he would just kind of take the game over a little bit in the post and make people work and foul them and get to the foul line a little bit. Well, Alicia as a guard was more like driving to the basket to get those foul points and get on the line and really start getting the buckets going, and that's all she needed. It seemed like almost everything she put up was raining down. But we all know Alicia is a bucket. Somebody I think that was trying to find their footing last night was Ryan Howard. At one point she had 11. I'm not sure what she finished with. But
she finished with 11.
11, yeah. So yeah. It just seemed like she was trying to figure out, you know, when to attack and be aggressive and when to kind of get everybody involved. She was playing a little point as well, like I knew that she would. Shatori Kimball-Walker coming off the bench was really good. She used to play in Washington, so that was a return game for her going to the Mystics. Brittany Garner played a real finesse game last night, mostly on the perimeter at the top of the key. She was coming in and out a lot, getting a good amount of rest. It was mostly Bree Jones down there on the block, who was really good. They went to a lot, but I think she'll round into playing shape as the season goes. I think she'll just get better and better in her new role. So even though they lost by four, I saw a lot of things that I liked. But the Mystics just kind of took it to them with a trap zone and just kind of took over at one point. And it was really led by the rookies because, I mean, it's a team full of rookies. Aaliyah Edwards didn't even play last night. So it was really interesting to see.
Now, that's locally. We talked about the movement that happened in the offseason.
Yeah,
what's one of these teams that you like, okay, let me keep an eye on, you know, these guys got so-and-so and such and now this year. Who are those teams?
I was watching the Sparks last night. They were playing the newly cemented, christened Golden State Valkyries.
Yeah, your girl went off yesterday. Was it 37 points or something?
That's who I was
like going
to talk about. Yeah, I wanted to see what that team was going to look like with Plum Dog.
Yeah.
Now that she is the definitive point guard, you know, her and Kelsey Gray have broken up. So Kelsey, the point guard, to be able to do what she does out there in L.A., and she'll be the definitive point guard out there. And Plum Dog showed why she, one, is named Plum Dog, and two, why she will be the definitive point guard for the Sparks. They looked really good last night. Rakia was doing her thing when she got the ball, but it was mostly KP distributing that thing and really, really running the floor. They moved fast. They moved hard. It was lightning fast. They were making all the correct plays. Like, they were just thinking really fast as a group, and they're going to be a problem. They're going to get off to a hot start.
Yep. Thoughts about the day? You got two. Talk about the high-profile matchups, both of them. You got Vegas against New York, followed by Chicago and Indiana.
Ooh.
And I think those are two matchups today. I mean, if it's raining and you can't get outside today, you got some really good basketball on the NBA plays tomorrow, but the WNBA plays today, and you got some entertaining matchups.
Yeah, Asia Wilson's on top, but the Liberty are the champions, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's what makes that game right there really, really interesting.
Can you just stand being in New York right now? You got the defending league champions tipping off, and then the Knicks. I mean, my goodness.
You got Max Fried up there doing a thing. I'm sick
yeah,
of New
right,
York right,
right now. Right.
Got about
New
the
York,
Subway Series going
yeah,
on too.
That's going on.
Exactly. So yeah, for New York, this is amazing. For me, it's gross. But that's just that's how sports works. That's the fun of it. Like some people
gross.
It's 100% gross.
That wasn't the description you woke up this morning.
Well, school's almost out, so you know she's paying tribute to the students.
There we go.
It is upchuck inducing for me. But shout out to New York. Y'all doing y'all thing, and yeah, blah, blah, blah. But that matchup right there, that's going to be a top-tier one. And then for me, since the next team we're going to play is the Indiana Fever on the 22nd on Thursday, I'm looking at that Fever Sky game. Because, one, some of what the Dream wants to do is, like, shoot a lot of threes and let your bigs clean it up and Breonna Jones and Brittany Garner and Griner in the post. And I feel like the Sky has a similar situation with Angel and Cardozo down there in the post. And you got, you know, Courtney Vandersloof diving the ball all over the place and running the floor. So I want to see how Indiana handles that and how that could possibly affect the Dream in State Farm coming up.
Yeah. That could be interesting. We're going to get a sneak preview of that coming up today. And like you said, some of the rosters that have been changed around, some players.
Man.
And here's the thing, because we think in a year from now, you're probably going to see a lot of these rosters shuffle up again, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I was going to say with the
new contracts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you will see some moving pieces, like, you know, Brittany Griner may or may not stay here on a 1 year deal. Who knows? But what I thought was interesting was seeing Kelsey play against Kate Martin last night. And Tiffany Hayes and them being all former teammates and them playing against each other last night. And just the establishment of the Golden State Valkyrie. Like, they had a really great crowd, really great energy. Steve Kerr came out last night. So it was a really good debut performance, I think, even though they lost for the Golden State Valkyrie.
Paige Becker's debuted last night, too.
Yeah, man.
Love to watch for her. And she, in her first game, she played 30 minutes.
Well, you knew she was going to play a lot.
Yeah. She played 30 minutes in her first game.
She's the starting point guard of that team. And, you know, you had her out there. Dejanay Carrington was definitely on her best two-way guard behavior last night. Arika and Gumbawale are going to always do what she do. I think the interesting thing with the wings is how they're going to figure out how to play as a team, because you got a lot of ISO players on that team. It's a lot of ISO Joe going on.
Yeah.
On that team. I saw a tweet yesterday. Somebody was like, they thought it was funny that Paige gives the ball up so freely, like she's at UConn and going to get it back so freely. And it's like, no, you're passing that ball off to Arika and Gumbawale. You might not see that thing again. And not in a negative way, but she's like ISO Joe. Like, that's just how she plays. She's going to break you down and dribble a bunch and try to get to that basket. That's just her game. So for me, I think they have to figure out how to put those pieces together and get a balance between team ball and ISO ball. But it was fun watching them, too. I definitely had an eye on the wings last night, because what I saw on Ion last night, at least for DirecTV, was that there's like three different Ion channels right now so that you can actually catch each WNBA game, since they're kind of stacked on top of each other when they play. So I thought that was interesting, because I went to the initial Ion channel and I saw the wings, and then I saw, oh, there's a Ion-3 option where the Dream is playing the Mystics. Okay, that's where I need to be. So I kind of went back and forth between all the different Ions that apparently exist on DirecTV right now.
So here's the question for you that I heard discussed this past week, or speculated on, but people are going to be watching to see if Paige Becker gets it this year the same way Caitlin got it last year. You think folks want to go at her the same way?
No, I really haven't heard
it's
a lot of
still early
that.
To see. No, I'm just saying, are you interested to see? Because there's going to be comparisons. There was a conscious effort to go at Caitlin last year. We all saw it. That's fine.
But we heard it, too, though. So it was a little
there
good.
You go.
And you don't have
you don't have a rivalry. It's not coming in.
No, the rivalry.
Well, not even that. You don't have Diana Taurasi in the league anymore. That was kind of like the forefront of, you know, having your welcome to the league moment. Like, Diana Taurasi was all about that. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like the forefront of that. So with her being out of the league and honestly not as much media attention around Paige Buckers and what she brings to the league, I don't know if there's as much energy for it for Paige as there is Caitlin. But we'll see. It will be interesting
to
see.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see any of it last night. But, you know, that's just game one.
Starting the season. Yeah, right.
That's just game one. So we'll see.
Moving forward. All right. Again, coming up, we got money flying through the air. We're going to let you know how you guys can find it. That is a fresh casting call. And going to talk more basketball. This time the men's side. With Terrell Thomas. He is coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of May. Hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend despite the weather. And also a thank you from me and Sam and Noel for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. So thank you. Again, I really don't know where to start with him because I got two questions for our next guest, and that's Terrell, who's a family member, of course. So I'll save him until we get past the pleasantries because his job, his second job or third job, is about to start. See, school's about to end, right? Which means he's going to have youngins running around.
Well,
I won't say Sayla so much because she's getting up there and she's probably working. You know,
She got stuff going on.
She got stuff going on. But Mello is now running free. Which means
maybe not.
He's going to be playing some sports, but Daddy's got to be a little bit more focused on the young one, right? So he's got another little job. As we welcome Terrell Thomas in here, these urban times, and of course we talk basketball with him. It's still a little bit of a heightened awareness when summer hits, right? Because you got Mello running around, correct?
Good morning. Yes, it is, but it'll be slightly different this year because he'll be playing travel baseball now. He made a new team, and, you know, the schedule is vigorous when it comes to the travel of baseball and such. So he'll have a lot more order, and his schedule will be kind of packed this summer as well.
And which means a lot less in the bank account if he's doing travel ball. But we won't spend much time on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much of that will you be able to go along with, Terrell?
I'm still trying to work that out. That's something I do have a lot of vacation time in June, thank goodness. So we'll have a few things that he has some tournaments in South Carolina, and he has tournaments in Destin, Florida next month, and I'll be able to attend those. So we'll make it work, and some parents on the teams where, you know, sometimes they'll take Mello, sometimes I'll take their kids. So we'll make it work because, again, that schedule is certainly different. It's almost like he's playing for the Phillies or the Braves, man. So we'll find a way to make it work.
Notice that we put that team first.
Yeah.
You notice what he did there? He did that, huh? Well, let me bring it back a little bit here. Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg. While we're kind of interested in what you have to say about the playoffs, this is where you popped into my mind this past week. And it was not what happened at the top, and that's been discussed ad nauseum with Dallas in the draft, and even San Antonio. But I was really wondering, Sam, what does that number three team, which is his team, Philadelphia, do with that pick, given the craziness that surrounds that organization right now? Because you already got questions. What are we going to do with Embiid? What are we going to do with some of these other players? I'm just saying, you popped into my mind, Terrell. So you, as a Philadelphia fan, and that being your hometown, what's the thought about what to do with that third pick?
Me personally, I was thinking that they would have to go after the young man, Ace Bailey. I think he would fit into the system extremely well. I think when you get past Cooper Flagg, there's not really that quote-unquote generational talent, but I do think that Ace Bailey would be able to have an immediate impact with the team. But I've also been hearing from some of my folks up that way that the Sixers are also open to shopping that pick and packaging it with some other picks to kind of bring in a veteran, i.e. a Kevin Durant or something to that effect, who will have more of an immediate impact.
Y'all want him?
So I think it'll be interesting. I think those two, their games are extremely similar as well. I think Ace Bailey, he will have some time to be a talent like Kevin Durant, but I think they have a very similar game, similar sizes. The shooting forms are pretty much the same. Ace Bailey has already been known to be a great scorer. I think there are other areas in his game in which he can improve and add on, But bringing a guy like Kevin Durant wouldn't be too bad either. So I think they're gonna go in one of those two directions, in that direction of either taking Bailey with that third pick, packaging it up with some other picks to go and get a superstar.
We'll see what's happening, folks. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. Always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Well, you know, Philadelphia's a team that's from up the East Coast sitting on the sideline. Now, there's another team from up the East Coast that's going to be sitting on the sideline. We're going to have a new champion, we found out this after what happened with the Knicks. Talk about what we're looking forward to with the series that's going to come up with Indiana and New York. I'm really going to be looking at the personalities and the people we're going to get to see. It seems like the people have come out of the woodwork. The Knicks fans who've been hiding for years are like out, right?
Yeah, I'm not a Knicks fan, of course, but it is always great to see when the Knicks are doing well. Because as you just mentioned, you see folks coming out the woodworks. You have New York natives that's talking an abundance of trash about how great this Knicks team is or how great that franchise is. So I've enjoyed that throughout these playoffs so far. But I'm taken back to the days, because I'm old enough to remember Spike Lee talking trash to Reggie Miller talking trash to Spike Lee, and mm-hmm. just the rivalry in which the Knicks and the Pacers have had in the past. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the matchup of Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson. I think Haliburton is a phenomenal player. It's funny to me that so many people look at him as being overrated. I think he's kind of used this postseason to kind of prove some of those doubters wrong. And I think we've seen how he's grown being around some of the league superstars in the Olympics last summer. But I'm really looking forward to that matchup. And I think it's something that has the potential to go seven games.
You know, it's funny. He wears that like a badge. He should continue to wear that like a badge of honor.
Yep.
Much like, because it reminds me of when Barkley was getting it. Round mound to rebound. All that sort of, you know, about how fat he was. Until he got to Moses Malone, and Moses showed him how to lose weight and become a player. But he used that. He embraced that logo, round mound to rebound.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Haliburton is embracing it. And what better place to dispel all that than Madison Square Garden if he goes and takes it to the Knicks?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I completely agree there. I completely agree.
But you have that situation. You have what's going on out here in the East. But I talked to we were talking to Noel earlier and asking, you got two guys vying for the face of the league playing out there in the West. But she put it more like Ant-Man has got it, and he's going to do what he wants to do with it. And SGA is trying to get people to remember, say, listen, I'm here too, but I know I got to get to this next level, and I haven't gotten there yet.
You got to get past Denver.
Exactly. So there's still a little bit of work to do with SGA. But these two, like I said, they're vying for what's next. What are your thoughts on those two and where they are right now in this league?
Yeah, I would have to agree with Noel completely. Ant-Man, to me, is the runner-up to be the next face of the league as everything settles and it moves forward. And I think he embraces it well. I love his competitive nature. Again, we saw some of that with him in the Olympics, and we've seen it with Minnesota over the last two seasons. This is their second year, of course, going to the Western Conference Final. And there's been some changes there. Last year it was with Karl-Anthony Towns, who ironically still is there with the Knicks now. And this year it's with Julius Randle after they had that trade over the summertime. So the consistent piece has been Anthony Edwards. I know, you know, you've spoken very highly of the Oklahoma City Thunder this year, so I've kept an eye on them, and I've been wanting to see if they're ready to take that next step. I think tomorrow's game will prove a lot, because the Joker, man, what more can you say about that guy? He'll be a little shorthanded if Aaron Gordon isn't able to play with that hamstring injury. But Oklahoma City is looking to take that leap as a team in which Minnesota and Anthony Edwards is already taking. So I think regardless of who wins the MVP, if it's the Joker or if it's SGA, I do believe that Anthony Edwards is the upcoming face of the NBA.
Definitely that for sure. You know, as we watch and see what happens in these playoffs. You know, the one thing you mentioned about New York, and the one thing that as I watch them, you know, ascend, and it reminds me of that our team was right there neck and neck with them, it seemed like, just several years ago. And it brings us back to where we are right now here in Atlanta. So, I mean, I look at this New York Knicks team, and it's great and all well for New York, but I can't help thinking, why ain't we right there side by side with these guys? And what has happened with them and what has happened here? And how do we reclaim that? You know, that's the biggest thing that's watching these playoffs has made me think.
Well, we got to look at one thing I tip my cap on for the Knicks has been the roster construction and then roster reconstruction, as I just mentioned. Having a gentleman like Karl Anthony Towns, who is, he's an all-star. I don't know if he's at that superstar level yet, but he's certainly an all-star. Jalen Brunson, I think, is right on that perimeter of is he a superstar or is he an all-star? Then you have very adequate role players when you look at OG, when you look at Josh Hart. I like how they've built that roster to fit one another out there in New York. And that's something that we need to do. We need a superstar alongside, or at least a legitimate all-star alongside Trae Young. And then I think we'll be able to see some of the pieces of which we have picked up in the draft over the last few years when you look at Double O, when you look at gentlemen like that, when you look at Zach, who could potentially be a rising star in this league. I think if we get one more all-star or superstar to really go along with our role players, we would see an instant jump from the Hawks. So I think that's the biggest thing that's missing. The Knicks identified a weakness. They went and attacked it, bringing over Karl Anthony Towns, and now they're in a position in which they haven't been in over 20, 25 years. I think that's what our Hawks are missing right now. They have to find a legitimate all-star to be a running mate with Trae Young if they really want to take that next leap and see the potential for my role players also elevate.
That is Terrell Thomas. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A few weeks ago, I said out loud what a lot of people may have thought about but weren't comfortable saying out loud. Now it is a part of the regular conversation with the NBA and when you talk about movement. And where do you think Giannis will end up? Or who's going to give up the farm to get him? Because it's got to be a back and forth between them and Milwaukee.
I mean, you know, when the talks about a trade came out, I thought of you guys instantly, because I know there have been a few times over the last few years when you've asked me about potential running mates for Trae Young, who would it be? And Giannis has been a guy that I've been saying for some time. So I believe that the Hawks have some pieces. They have some young talent. He has already mentioned that if he is traded, he would love to stay on the East Coast. I don't know if that means Toronto or New York, but hey, the Hawks are also, you know, we're not far from the East Coast. We're Eastern Conference team.
He just don't want to mess with them young bloods out on the West. He don't want to mess with them guys out West, but go ahead.
I would take every opportunity to dive and to see if there's any way to get Giannis down here with Trae Young. I think that pairing right there, they still might need a few pieces to be a championship contender. But, oh, man, I think it would be an instant opportunity for them to be a top three seed in the Eastern Conference and maybe a championship contender. I just see it as being a perfect fit. So if I'm the Hawks, I'm going at Giannis this summer. And outside of Trae Young, anyone and everyone would be available, if you ask me.
Including the defensive player of the year?
I don't know. We can
only anyone and everyone. They might not want to give him up, but Milwaukee's going to ask for something, you know, something back in return outside of draft picks. So I could see something where I would hate to see Dyson go. I really would. And I like how that young man fits in our backcourt. But if I'm Milwaukee, I'm asking for Jalen. I'm asking for Dyson. I'm asking for some picks. I might get greedy and ask for Zach, too. Because Giannis, I mean, hey, he's an MVP. He's a champion. He's a defensive player of the year. So you're getting a lot with this gentleman. And that franchise will have to be in restart mode, of course. So I wouldn't be asking for pennies if I'm them. I would at least make the attempt. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I know I wouldn't want Dyson to go. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do to make it to that next level.
Yeah, that ain't all they're going to ask for. They're going to want Mary Mac's Tea Room. They're going to want Magic City. They're going to want Peachtree Plaza. I'll throw that in there. Throw then maybe we can talk.
Right?
They're going to want all of that. Hey, Terrell, tell the kids we said hello. Tell them their uncles said hello.
Yeah.
And you have a wonderful weekend, buddy.
No, I certainly will. Great talking with you guys. Great talking with Noel. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to y'all soon.
There you go. Right, that is Terrell Thomas. He's Urban Times. Check him out. And guess what? Money is flying through the air. And I'm telling you, I have rarely pushed you toward the casting call list harder than I am today, because the first breakdown on there's four different roles they're trying to fill, and it is big money. You make some nice money there when you do a regular casting call. If they make you take your clothes off, you get a little bit more.
Hey.
But this is they do. If they ask you to, you know, get in a bikini or lay by the pool, which they do, or men to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, they're not asking you to do something crazy. They're just paying a lot of money for it. And I will tell you about that commercial and the other job opportunities up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Swatch Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Did I just knock Don off there?
I hope not.
I don't know. As I started talking, and she went away for a minute. Anyway, on this Saturday morning, 17th day of May, coming back with some Donna. We lost her on this date. It's some famous names.
That was in the movie Thank God It's Friday.
I believe it.
Yeah. Movie Thank God It's Friday.
Donna Summer, we lost on this day.
Big fan of hers.
Oh, yeah, me too. Lawrence Welk on this day.
Thank you, boys.
Keeping it in the music,
bro. And a two. Hey, man, Saturday nights, people watch that show.
That's an episode of The Sopranos where Paulie was going back to see his mother at the nursing home, and she was watching Lawrence Welk. Anyway, don't lie, that popped
into
my
bubble
head.
Machine that just had the bubbles.
Through the sky, man. So, we lost Donna Summer on this day. We lost Lawrence Welk on this day. We lost Johnny Guitar Watson.
Oh, man.
Another mile further.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lost him on this day.
Wow.
Harmon Killebrew,
man,
on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the signature voices of golf. We talk about Jim Nantz celebrating a birthday today. We lost Ken Venturi on this day.
Also part of that great CBS golf crew. For many years.
Your voice alters when you talk CBS and golf. It's almost like you have to talk a little softer.
No, man. But because I got to know those guys.
During
my time in Augusta.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that.
Right. So I got to know everybody on that tour. Summerall, all of them.
It's Jim Nance's birthday today.
Yeah.
I would say you might know this person, too.
Mm-hmm.
Head coach of North Carolina, Hubert Davis.
Okay. Yeah.
You met him?
Oh, yeah.
See, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the point guard, San Antonio Spurs, the one you think of, the one you love, Tony Parker. So, there you go. We're sitting here talking to Terrell about the face of the league. For whatever reason, we don't mention that dude who's got a little bit of height in San Antonio, who's right around the corner and getting ready to dominate this league. But because maybe he's
not there yet.
No, he's not there yet, but I'm saying no. he's he will be a contemporary of Ant-Man. Ant-Man's been in the league, what, 4 years?
Will be.
All right, so.
But he's just not there yet. He's not.
No, he's not there yet.
And then we still got the guy in Memphis. What is he? Is he? Is he? Is he or not?
Is he? Is he?
Well, what is he one of the guys that's going to be the face of the league? Is he not?
I don't know.
You know?
But we will find out.
See, the way you're reacting to him is saying a whole lot. It's been a couple of seasons, and people have had to be reminded who.
Ja Morant is, to me, much like that player that makes you go, ooh and ah, but he – or I take it back. He sounded like John Daly in that – or when John Daly hit, he hit the ball farther than everybody else. But he didn't have the short game. He didn't have the intangibles that took that to the next level. And there's
John Daly was a guy that hit it and just couldn't keep the car on the road.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, here's a guy who a story that people would love, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way he got in the tournament, he ends up in the last minute, he comes in there and he wins it, and he's doing this, walking down, and everything. And so people just fell in love with his story and his backstory. He couldn't just keep the car on the road.
Which we found out later on why.
Yeah.
But – you know who I heard a great description of, and I was trying to figure out, talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who he reminds the old-school folks of, or a player from the past, and I hadn't put those two together. But when they said it out loud, I went, oh, yeah. George Gervin.
Okay.
Dice Man.
Okay.
Just smooth as a gravy sandwich,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And scoring at will when he wants to. Can always get his shot off. All right, this is the time we spend letting you know about job opportunities in the film industry. This is what I do, and I'm happy to let you guys know about it. When you don't need it, 98% of you out there are cool with your jobs, and you're okay, but there are people out there listening to us who are looking for another revenue stream, who are looking for maybe changing occupations. And while there are jobs behind the camera, and I walk you through how to find those, if you get halfway through this list, it says film industry and voiceover info, and it starts with Georgia.org, and I walk you through how to find those jobs behind the camera, on crews. But before that, there are jobs in front of the camera. And On Location Casting is doing a project right now. It's called Project B. It's a commercial. They're casting an asthma COPD commercial. You're going to read through this entire breakdown. I'm not going to do the whole thing. It's going to be shot on the 30th. But here's what they need. They need four different roles filled. They need two females roles filled, one of them ladies of 20s to 40s and ladies 50s to 60s. Same thing with men. Now, I don't normally talk prices on this. In fact, I never talk. In fact, when they have it on the breakdowns, I take it out because I don't want you submitting yourself or not submitting yourself.
Based on that, right?
Exactly. But this one I'm going to tell you about because I have it in the headlines. All right. It is printed out here, the rates of pay for this particular job opportunity. The session is $600. That's usually about $400 more than you would normally get for a regular extras job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got that. Then they're going to ask you to get fitted. So anytime you get requested, on your own time to drive someplace and get fitted, they're going to pay you for that. This one's $75. Then they have the buyout rate, which is we're going to do what we want with this commercial. Here, take this money and go. $3,000.
Wow.
So you walk away before Uncle Sam, of course, gets to you.
Yeah.
$36.75.
That's not bad.
That's a nice day.
That is.
And it's not anywhere close to the normal job opportunities we have on the casting call. So you will see that as the first one. If you fit the specs of what they're looking for, please submit ASAP. You know what I mean? Just get your pictures in there. And again, the entire breakdown of what you need to do and exactly what they're looking for is there. Again, this is the first one from On Location Casting, Project B. It's a commercial. After that, get into Central Casting. They're doing an HBCU pilot. I talked about this last week. Noel and others suspected this would be kind of a reboot of A Different World. We don't know, but it is directed by Debbie Allen.
Yeah, how about
that? So this is going to start shooting around the 23rd of June, but they're looking for black males and females to portray students at an HBCU school. After that, we got Extras Casting Atlanta doing a project called Judgment Day. They just need lots of folks, men, women, all ethnicities, to be fans and crew of a TV series. So it's one of those kind of behind-the-scenes short issues. Now listen to this one. This is Destination Casting. January's back. There is a video being shot. Because I told you, people are trying to keep the doors open because of the slowness of the film industry and TV industry here overall. So you're going to see a lot of these commercials and videos. And There's a major music video being shot, and they need partygoers. Simple as that. They need partygoers, 18 to 30 years old, and this is going to be shot the 24th, somewhere around the 24th. But again, you'll see the entire breakdown there. This is a music video, Destination Casting. Hilton Casting, they are up with the new dates for divorce court, Sam.
All right.
So you'll see those. All you got to do is go sit in the audience. They're going to feed you, and they're going to pay you. It's a beautiful country. Rose Lock Casting. The Good Daughter. There are roles for lawyers, just professional spectators, reporters, cameramen, multiple scenes, multiple roles for The Good Daughter. She's also doing a project called Breadwinner, along with people to be a part of a live stream. There's a need this week for middle schoolers, even though school's about to get out, but this is a perfect time. You're going to be out of school, 11 to 15 years old. Here's a chance for you to put that kid to work.
Put them kids to work.
Right? But first,
make them work.
If you don't have it, you'll see on the breakdown, I have a link. Well, you'll see there's also a link here, too, to the Georgia Department of Labor, because every minor has to have a certificate number, and it's just a little one-page piece of information. You fill that out, and a day or two afterwards, they will send you a number. If you got four kids in the house that want to be on set, all four of them have to have their number. You can't just have one for the house. But anyway, there you go. And Cab Casting, back at Tyler Perry Studios doing Sisters. A couple needs for that one. All these jobs are waiting for you at Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/castingcall. Got any questions? Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com. You shoot me an email, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. And, yeah, I'm feeling a certain kind of way this week because the commercials are out for the new Superman movie. And I just think about I know I'm not in it, even though I filmed a scene for it. But yeah. I talked about this, got a nice letter from the folks connected with James Gunn, the director, and they did what the folks connected with Spider-Man and some other movies didn't do. They let me know ahead of time my scene was cut.
Yeah.
So I know that I won't be listed on the back, you know, the back end when they run the credits. Although I am for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying those checks that come in.
That's very nice.
Those 18-cent checks. You know, they're a lot different now. But anyway, again, if you got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson@odyssey.com. Now,
yeah, you're seeing some things around town. As you drive around the area, you are seeing, you know, some of those. I mean, like you said, Greg, not as many as we saw when things were really, really, really kicking. But you do see certain places. And sometimes they're in certain areas that you've seen used on a regular. You go downtown, the area down around Mitchell Street, down by, you know, that area. I guess because that area is something that looks like it could be anywhere.
See, this whole time I've been biting my tongue not to be that person to pop off on the air and say what I believe and what's being said.
I didn't ask you to
do
that.
No, not you. But I had an answer to the reason and your speculation why this area is versus that area and so on and so forth. We're just happy to see the yellow signs, to be honest with you, because it is very slow here. And there are those who believe it's about to pick up. But this is all a byproduct of projects not coming and reserving area here at the beginning of the year because they weren't sure about a particular strike that was, you know, possibly going to happen with the Teamsters and all the other departments that fall underneath that. So because of that, a lot of folks were like, well, I ain't going to leave California, bring our production all the way to Atlanta, and then these guys go on strike, and then we got to pack up and go back, and then when they settle it, then we got to go back. So there was a lot of that I've understood to be the reason why shows didn't secure studios and sound stages at the beginning of 2025. They were waiting and seeing. Then there's a lot of people who have left, not just Georgia, America.
Okay.
So there's a lot of business of show business that's in play here. You know, one of the places I've been told that's benefiting because of the slowness here? Chicago. My hometown. Up
really?
There. Yeah. Well, and again, there's a number of reasons why, and there's people are speculating on it, but Toronto is another city.
Oh, Toronto. I know they have a big scene up there.
Yeah, it's benefiting. So, like I said, hopefully it will turn around here. And as I said, there are jobs, maybe not in the big productions, but there's a lot of commercials being shot here. There's a lot of other stuff being shot here. We're talking about music videos. By the way, they are paying as much or more in some cases than a lot of the regular extra jobs. So at the end of the day, the casting directors are going to bust their you-know-what to keep their doors open, too. So
right.
They're out there looking for opportunities to, again, let you guys out there come and cash in on the projects that are being shot here. So anyway, again, You can see the list and submit yourself as soon as you can at Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/casting call. We're heading into this last hour of our show here. And by the way, we should just tell folks right now, if we haven't made it clear, for the next X amount of weeks, you want to find me and Sam? Eight till noon. I'll say midnight. Now, that's the show.
Hey.
Eight until noon on Saturdays. And thank you again for letting us be a part of your Saturdays. Getting ready for Atlanta United taking on Philadelphia today, which means a conversation with Jason Longshore. He's coming up at 11:20. Going to talk more about these Braves who are finally over 500. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.